Welcome to the Vox the Psychic Show. It's my first podcast from Vox.org. That's V-O-X-X.org. It's great to be with you guys today. Finally, I'm back on the airwaves. Have a good show coming up for you today regarding astrology, and we're going to be talking about the massive amounts of planets in the sign of Scorpio. So I am going to have my special guest, Larry Pines, on today. He's a world-famous astrologer. Actually, I tell you honestly, he is the best astrologer that I've ever met, and that's really saying something. So we're going to explore some celebrity predictions, the snafus, the life of celebrities as if we care, world events, divorces, you name it. We're going to talk about it today. So anyway, I'd like to start out here by introducing you to my good friend Larry Pines. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. Great. This is the first time I've been in your own private dungeon here, but it's really nice.
Good, cool.
It's wonderfully decorated. I like that musty smell it gives it.
I'm going to edit that right out, dude. Anyway, that's the joy of podcasting. But we're talking today about the new moon in Scorpio as well, which pretty much just happened around, 2:18 today?
In Pacific time.
Pacific Standard Time. And basically, the new moon in Scorpio is really great for new beginnings. If you're a really great little pagan out there doing your rituals, it's going to be a time to plant a lot of interesting seeds as regards to your psychic abilities, attracting things that have to do with the eighth house of sex, death, the occult, other people's money, legacies. So don't be surprised if you hear of any interesting in-laws or relatives kicking in the bucket anytime soon. Hopefully they'll sign your name on the will somewhere. So there should be some good luck with some money coming up. Also, since Jupiter's still in Scorpio. Hey, so Larry, what do you think about this new moon in Scorpio? How do you think it's going to affect people in general?
In general, all new moons begin a growth period. If you look at the sky, if you notice, the moon is the darkest during the new moon. It's completely dark, and it gets brighter and brighter until it reaches its apex at the full moon. That's a growth period when things increase. For the last 2 weeks, the moon has been waning or declining in Scorpio. Plus, we've had some fairly difficult aspects like Uranus and Mercury being retrograde, and so it was a difficult time. But now, finally, a chance to break out, to start new things, to succeed, and with this great combination of planets in Scorpio, the most we've had in about 20 years.
Yes, it's around 1982.
Right. Over 20 years. We have Mercury, Mars, Sun, Jupiter, Venus, all in Scorpio at the same time.
So it sounds like a new generation of serial killers has just
right.
been born.
Right. Well, the last couple of months is very interesting astrologically because during this particular time, except for the lunar transits, and until the winter solstice when the sun goes into Capricorn, outside of those brief periods when the moon's in Earth signs, we've had no planets in Earth.
Wow.
So it's very impractical. And that shows up
in politics, no doubt.
In politics, yeah. With Mars in Scorpio all this time, people are getting kind of nasty and seeking retribution.
What do you mean by that?
And hatred almost.
Yeah, speaking of retribution, I mean, this nasty little group of planets in Scorpio has seemed to destroy a few celebrity marriages recently. We have Whitney Houston and finally kicking her bad boy to the curb, Bobby Brown. And then you have Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Philippe. And, of course, the always dubious Britney Spears and the ever more dubious Kevin Federline, as they now call him FedEx. You and I had many discussions about these kinds of crazy goings on. I mean, we're from Hollywood and we live here, and we would like to talk about more important things like the destruction of the universe and all that. But, you know, you do have your celebrity superstars to consider.
Right.
And not like you don't have to really be psychic to look at somebody like Britney and Kevin. And I mean, who needs a psychic to figure that out? That was just completely ridiculous. What you did need a psychic for is to figure exactly when she was going to be smart enough to let this loser go. So we're going to be talking about some astrological stuff regarding these celebrities, Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Philippe, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown. But quite frankly, I can't even believe that these people have made it this far. You know what I mean? What can I say? But I'm using some tarot over here, which is my specialty and my expertise outside of psychic phenomena. But just going cold, you know, asking questions, the cards are really great because they're very specific. And I'm going to do my little take on things, and Larry's going to put in his considerable two cents. So what are some things you think people might be interested in finding out, Larry? Like, I would probably want to know, how much money is FedEx going to get?
Oh, FedEx, yeah.
Out of Britney Spears.
Yeah, right. That'd be something that's interesting. But I can tell you, you know, talking about your Scorpio stellium, sex is in the news all the time. Scorpio rules sex. We've got two politicians from a very conservative party that were exposed.
Literally.
For doing kind of the nasty stuff that you're not supposed to do.
And interestingly, too, Uranus being retrograde at that time, Uranus ruling, in my perception, internet, things that go over the wire. So it's kind of interesting, the cyber sex. And people don't think that sex is sex just because you're not touching somebody. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, sex is really in the mind, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sometimes in the body, too.
Sometimes, if you're lucky. But some things that are coming out here for how much money Kevin's going to be getting out of Britney, as if we care. But it's always interesting because we do live in Hollywood over here.
But you notice this divorce going through during a heavy Scorpio transits. He's going to sell the private sex tapes.
Of course. Exactly. You know? But the deal is, as well, I could not believe when I saw this, that she filed for divorce when Mars was at the accursed degree, the 19th degree of Scorpio. So she's definitely going to get it in the butt. No way.
Right.
And not that she hasn't before, but anyway, the cards coming out for how much KFED's going to get out of her is they get the Six of Swords, the Moon card, and the Seven of Discs, which he's going to get money out of her even if it means surreptitiously. And that's exactly what he's going to do. She's not going to give him any, but I will tell you for sure, she's going to wish that she had given him enough money to shut the hell up. You know?
Yeah, what I'm getting from him, of course, there's going to be wide distribution of the private tapes. He's extremely vindictive.
He's ruled by Mars, isn't he?
He's Aries. And obviously a person that's not that inclined to actually go to work every day.
Gee.
And this is for him, I think this is the apex of his life. This is his high point. I don't think he'll go any higher than selling the sex tape. This will give him his more than 15 minutes of fame, or how long it took for the act to occur on tape. Maybe 12 minutes of fame.
No, actually, apparently it's 4 hours worth of fame.
4 hours, my God.
And apparently interspersed with some really bad chess playing. Go figure.
Oh, really? I don't know.
I guess she was just a pawn in his game.
Right, right.
What can I say?
But, yeah, he was rooking her all the time.
Talk about getting pawned. You know, and we always knew she was the queen.
Right.
Bad pun against bad pun. But anyway, the basic deal here is she is protected right now with Jupiter and Scorpio in her natal second house. So that's her comeback for you. But quite frankly, if you ask me, all those pictures running around of her looking so bad for so long, I think she's pretty much lost it.
Well, what's happened, she's actually having a Jupiter return. Jupiter's also in the second house. But next year, Jupiter will be going into Sagittarius.
And that's going to be crossing over her sun sign.
Jupiter's going to be on her Uranus in the second house. So strange economic conditions.
Doesn't sound very
good. And of
course,
it's based by on the internet or tape, which is electronic media, which is Uranus. So the tapes will come out, and there's been money made through the tapes that are a considerable amount of money. Jupiter rules her third house, so
communications.
That's a lot of short communication.
Yeah, that sounds like masturbation to me. That's some short
communication. Yeah, right. And so expect this to go on. Perhaps a suit coming out against her ex about the tapes, but that won't occur until Jupiter hits her Neptune, which is 24 degrees of Sagittarius, which will be sometime almost a year from now, about 10 months.
Wow.
So, interesting thing in her chart with Jupiter ruling her sun and three other planets in her chart, because she has a stellium, a group of planets in Sagittarius. She was always known as a sex symbol.
Right.
Even though, with Saturn as her rising planet. She always claimed for a long time she was a virgin.
Yeah, when I get the idea of her being a virgin, the Ten of Swords comes up, which pretty much squashes that whole notion.
But you're dealing with times after 12 years old, though.
Yeah, which is pretty much the mental state that she remains at. Okay, now I want to find out, too. Let me just check out this George Bush disaster here. Didn't he have, like, Saturn in Cancer or Saturn in Leo? The Saturn and Leo card literally comes out.
Yeah, what happened is when Saturn in his natal chart went over his ascendant in Leo, at 6 degrees Leo.
Hit the fan.
That's when, almost at that time, I was predicting very difficult times for him. That's when the hurricane hit the coast of Louisiana, and he was incompetent, or thought to be incompetent, about handling the situation.
Yeah, the whole thing was ridiculous. And interestingly enough, the whole disasters of, you have your Britney Spears, who's dealing with that Scorpio Louisiana energy. Hmm. And Louisiana was literally ruled, I say was, by Scorpio as well.
What's left of it.
Yeah, and Alabama. I thought it was really interesting how recently the Alabama state was pretty much drenched and destroyed by some tornadoes. So that Scorpio influence in the Gulf, it's just really devastating. I know I have talked about this before, but we have agreed that we really don't even see Louisiana being rebuilt in that area. I think pretty much New Orleans is over and done.
Yeah, it's I believe it's going to be history.
Crispy.
But Scorpio, as far as parts of the Earth, it's a water sign that rules any controlled water or water below sea level, which the city of Louisiana, New Orleans, is below sea level. If you've ever been there, you look up at ships sailing above you. It's like a little basin. But swamps, all swamp waters, and all, what they call them bayous down there, is all Scorpio. So with the stellium there, it affects the whole state, and it's been, the main city has been devastated. I think because the stellium's not over, there'll be, unfortunately, a finishing job this hurricane season to that city. But also, probably the most famous citizen of the state, Britney Spears, is also getting it.
She's getting shafted as well. She's in her watery parts.
Right. She's being devastated. And
it's very interesting.
Scorpio is the most intense of all signs. So when things happen there, you know it. Parts of the Earth, by the way, that are ruled by Scorpio is the Middle East and Russia. And
those surprise, people, surprise.
Always like the favorite hobby there is bombing everybody. And they seem not to give it up.
Yeah, it's very intense.
Even if George Bush believes, you can tell those people will be nice to you and stop bombing one another. And,
yeah, right. That's gonna happen.
It's hard to convince people that really love to bomb one another that to give it up. I mean, they love it so much. Bombing, by the way, is Scorpio too.
Yeah.
That if they're not bombing one another or other people, what they're doing is bombing themselves up.
So what I'm also interested in getting into is the whole idea regarding troops and the wars and all of this thing. I want to just check for myself and see what kind of information we have regarding this war being over. I really don't think that people are confusing anymore with supporting the troops with killing them and keep sending them over there. I pretty much think this is a done deal. I really can't imagine they're going to stay longer than October 23rd of next year, because it's going to be pretty much over. I think people understand that it's really a no-win situation over there. I think, quite frankly, it's going to get tremendously worse. In fact, I won't be surprised whatsoever if it gets even news today on November 19th that things are really falling apart over there. You're getting the tower card. It's very seriously bad. And when the armed forces themselves say that they don't even want to be over there any longer, you pretty much know it's time to get them home. I was reading the internet, as I oft do. It was interesting. Bush was quoted as saying he thought that we had won the Vietnam War. Can you believe that? This is what happens when you get drafted and you don't go.
You don't actually see it.
You don't even go. You kind of think, well, gee, didn't we win that one? It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it just, you know? It looked like we won. I mean,
it looked like we won while we were leaving.
as everybody was getting bombed out the last minute and the ships were sinking.
That was ridiculous.
And the planes were going down. It looked still looked like we were winning, but we got out of Dodge before the worst happening.
Unbelievable, man. You know, why don't they just send Cheney over there? He's such a good shot. He can shoot him right in the face. You know, just send that guy over there. But I'm really glad that the Democrats did the big House sweep, you know. But the problem is, Larry, you know, this happened around November 8th, correct?
That's correct.
Now, it was interesting how we had all that success democratically. But the situation is all these people were voted in during that Mercury retrograde in Scorpio. So I don't trust it. And what I don't trust, I feel that any kind of infighting in the Democratic Party is really going to really do a serious disservice to us, because we got to remember, we got two more years before they elect a president. And if the Democrats screw this up, they're not going to stop anything from a Republican president being voted in again.
Yeah, the Republicans strangely looked in better shape than was on the surface. One of the things that's been going on is a falsity. I told you lack of planets in Earth the last couple of months.
Right.
And that deals with realities, and especially one of the things that's economic and business realities. The three Earth signs rule work, business, and money. And the stock market continues to go up, where we have this influence of tremendous amount of Scorpio, which is debt. So the debt keeps growing, and there's no reality on how much were actually worth.
Well, the weird thing I've been finding out, I'm doing some research on this, and according to some findings, we're really up to our necks in debt with China. So it's very conceivable that we could wake up one day and need to learn Mandarin, like, quick. They could just come over and just say, hey, you know, we bought your country and get the hell out. Mm. And people think that that's ridiculous, but quite frankly, it's very true. How do people think we've been spending like $1 billion per day on this war? With what money? You know, we've run out of any kind of, you know, excess that we had in the Treasury a long time ago. So who's paying for this? People are forgetting these important questions.
That's what I'm looking at, is a huge economic downturn. The stock market keeps going up because the Earth planets, as I mentioned, will not be stabilized until the winter solstice when the sun goes into Capricorn.
Thank the Lord.
And but strangely, now, if you hear what the Democrats want to do, is they want to help this program and that program and cut this taxes out and that taxes. And
I think they just need to, like, get the money back and just cut the losses before they get even more out of hand, because, you know, it's just not really going to work. With what money are they going to be doing these programs?
That's right. That's the problem is, even though they're in control now, they're sort of set up for failure because there's no resources.
So we've been
maxed out, basically. That's what's happening.
Beyond maxed out.
And so what will happen locally with this big Scorpio thing is, for instance, the artificial prices of real estate have gone up like 3-4 times in the last few years across most of the country.
And they're going to continue to keep doing this. But the weird thing is there's no jobs. They're cutting the education so people can't even, like, be intelligent enough to get a job. All right, so there are no jobs even if they were intelligent enough to get them. And there's no health care. So everything that you do, basically you're spending it all on the gas that's inflated to get, you know, spend 2 hours in traffic to get to some job that doesn't even pay the price for you to get there in the first place. And I really think one of the good things that's happening from all this, because in all these disasters we're talking about, the seeds of great things that are going to come out beyond that are already planted. And this is why I think the internet is really kind of a really important place to be right now. And that's why I decided to go ahead and start this podcast. The bloggers, of which I've become one, you know, people that are talking. And these are things that haven't been around since maybe the fireside chats of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The internet has become this vast, you know, fireside chat. And we're all talking. We're all really immersed in, like, really understanding what's going on. There's great sites like dig.com. We can go in there and find this really interesting news about the scams that are going on. YouTube, which I think is fantastic. You can see all the really great reports, the news that's going on all over the world. And it's really creating a sense of international community. And I really think that this is a powerful time for people to take back the power and say, you know, we don't care really about Britney Spears. All right, I joke around, you know, about talking about celebrities as if we care. But the real reason I talk about celebrities is because their exterior focuses, or foci, if you want to put it, for the planetary energies that are going on. And literally, what do we call these people? We call them stars, because they seem to kind of reflect things that are happening elsewhere and then putting them down on the earth plane for us to like look at and say, wow, this is what's going on here. So I think it's really interesting that people are starting to really communicate. And I, even if people have ridiculously, uninformed opinions, at least it's good to go out there and see how many people have an uninformed opinion. You know what I'm saying? I think it's really good. So that's where I'm coming from on the whole internet thing. Now, something interesting also that happened today, what would you imagine we're going to see in the newspapers tomorrow morning, Larry, when today we have Mars at 19 degrees right. Scorpio? What kind of things do you think we're going to see tomorrow in the news? Any good murders? Any good assassinations?
Yeah, well, obviously you're seeing a lot of, here in Los Angeles area, you're seeing a lot of street racers killing people on the street, vindictive Scorpio. Also rules all kinds of death. Mars is by Mars, the planet Mars rules metals, so it's guns, knives, automobiles.
Yeah.
Rather than poisonings or other things.
Yeah, did you hear about the guy who got tasered at UCLA? This is insane. This Middle Eastern student was on the process of leaving the campus at UCLA a few days ago. And he was asked to present his ID. And when he couldn't present it, the campus police started, like, you know, attacking him literally and verbally. And then they tased him with one of those electronic taser guns. They incapacitated him. They tasered him 6 times while he was screaming. There's this amazing video on YouTube. And I just couldn't believe it. I mean, I really can't believe it. I almost feel like sometimes we have entered almost like, you know,
Gestapo days.
Literally. And I almost hesitate to even say it out loud because I can't believe it. But the fact that it really is Big Brother. I mean, you have to have your ID on you. You know, you're enrolled at the school. You know, you're leaving. You're doing a paper. And just because you happen to look Middle Eastern, somebody decides to tase you. I mean, you know, you can kill somebody with that. You know, what would you imagine, like, electronic device like tasers are Iranian, wouldn't you think?
They're Scorpio and Aquarian, because, or Uranus, yeah, and Pluto, because they're meant to attack. They're used in an attack mode.
Right.
There's a gun. It shoots fires off things. But the method of stopping the people is electronic. And it's meant not to kill them, but to incapacitate them.
Yeah, and then they tase him, and then he collapses like jelly on the floor, and they say, stand up. He's like, no.
We'll teach you.
I can't move.
Well, Pluto right now has been in Sagittarius.
It's been really weird there. Since like, what, 1995, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's going out last few years. But one of the things that there's a compulsive attitude that Pluto has in Sagittarius, and it rules religion, philosophies. It has a lot to do with ethnicities. When the United States was founded, or not founded, but when the New World was found by Columbus,
supposedly.
well, he was the one that brought the greatest amount of settlers in. There are all of his people living here prior to that, but it brought a new civilization.
Murderers
into the New World.
Did I say that?
But it also subjugated the native populations, obviously. That's went on with the Spanish, the English, whatever came in. And just before that, in Europe, the Inquisition was really at its peak. And the Jews or other people that were thought to be not of the
Christian type
that were liked goes on. Now that we have another phase of Pluto in the sign of Scorpio, Pluto in Sagittarius. It only happens about every 300 years. If you notice, we're going through what's called another world war based on ethnic and religious differences. As it's right now, it's 25 degrees of Scorpio. That's where of Sagittarius. It's Pluto at that degree. So it's the latter part, the 30 degrees per sign. And what you will find generally going across the world is the intensity of that feeling. So you find that even, say, with a great deal of Muslims trying to subjugate the Christian-Jewish populations, but even within the Muslim community, you'll find this group, the Shiites and the others, I forget, the Sunnis, all killing one another. So it's a very difficult time. I wish George Bush would have had an astrologer help him, but you're not going to get...
But that's of the devil.
Right.
Astrology's of the devil.
No, you can be a nice astrologer.
Let's get real. I've always wanted to like share this little story. I shared it a while back when I was on KLSX. But when people think that astrology is ridiculous or astronomy, what they don't know is that astronomy was what astrology was formerly called, right? Now, when you're worshiping the idea of the new religion of Christianity, and yes, it is a new religion, basically, if you count it against some of the other ones like Buddhism and Judaism, you find out that there was, what, three stupid guys? No, there were three wise men who did what? They followed a star, people. Okay, they didn't follow road signs, you know, they weren't hitching a ride on a camel. No, they followed a freaking star and, you know, bumped into Jesus. Whoops, you know, go figure. So the deal is, and what? How many directions are there, Larry? Four? Mm-hmm. So there should be a king for each direction. So three kings were seeking the fourth king. It'd be very interesting. So how are you supposed to refute astrology when your whole religion is founded on Christmas, where people were following a star?
Well, actually, it didn't occur at Christmas time.
Yeah, we know that.
But anyway, what they were doing, the star was a conjunction of three planets that could be visible in the sky.
Let me see if I remember if this was right. Venus was one.
No,
Venus wasn't one.
No, it wasn't.
I thought it was. This was at Griffith Park Observatory.
Well, I'll tell you.
Get what you pay for.
Yes, but anyway, Jupiter, Saturn, and I believe Mars.
Oh, my God. That
and,
sucks.
Well,
sorry.
Anyway, the sign of Pisces, which is
really
the age
sucks.
Of Pisces. those days, you couldn't do what astrologers do today, is look at books that can calculate the exact position when these planets would be directly overhead. But they knew somebody being born at this position with this planet's directly overhead when they looked in the sky would have been somebody that they interpret as being king of the Jews, but really even greater than that. So therefore, they are the ones that knew about Jesus. If you look at the Bible, it says in the beginning, God made the heavens and he made the signs. People say, well, the signs of things to come, but they're astrology signs. If you find the early Jews, in fact, Jews today, have a hidden agenda called the Kabbalah. Only men were allowed to study that, and the other people say,
not Madonna.
Well, now Madonna does.
Oh, yeah, but she's an honorary man.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, she does what she wants to do. But in either direction, but or any direction, but the Kabbalah, which the high rabbis were allowed to study, studied metaphysics and they studied astrology, and they told everybody else that it's wrong to do it. So you get that dichotomy.
It's kind of like the Pope saying you can't have sex unless you're a guy hiding it with a kid. You know, it's kind of like that.
Well, not
do as I say, not as I do. But letting people know, people have probably heard of the Kabbalah by now, which the popular spelling is K-A-B-B-A-L-A-H. But for the students of mysticism, especially the Crowleyan traditions, we're more familiar with the Q-A-B-A-L-A-H. And that comes from the word Kabbal, which means to receive. And literally, that's what the Kabbalah is. It's an oral tradition of information that's passed down generation to generation to keep it secret, you know? And it is very much like Larry says.
Well, if Madonna and Roseanne practices, you know, it must be.
Well, of course, just sign me up. If Roseanne's into it, that must make it real.
It's just
I mean, the good thing that Madonna can do that I would say is that she brought public awareness to a mystical idea. But the problem with it is that it's all tweaked by a particular defrocked rabbi. By the way, that's not my opinion. That's information I was given by another rabbi, a Hasidic rabbi, who said that the person who's running the Kabbalah Center is actually a defrocked rabbi who has just literally made a business out of franchising the brand Kabbalah. So make of that what you will, and I really don't care what you make of it. But that's actually really true. Not an opinion, but a fact based on...
I'll give you another fact about astrology. If you see pictures of the presidents of the United States and also the prime ministers of England, you'll find, if you look at enough pictures, each one, if you look at their hands, there's a ring, which is a Mason ring.
Aha!
They're part of the Masonic order, which has... carried out the sort of esoteric or hidden qualities of metaphysics, which means all of them, including the present president that doesn't use it, have studied astrology because the Masons study astrology and metaphysics.
Absolutely.
For the good of all people. And supposedly, they all have to belong to a religion. They have to believe in God. Not necessarily Christians, they're mostly Christians. But,
that's interesting. You could be a Satanist and be a Mason?
I don't know if there are any Satanists.
I'm
going to
get some mail on this one. Satanic Masons in America.
I would tend to think probably 99% of Christians, either Catholics or Protestants, because it's from the people I've met in that group. And I imagine a few Jews. But
I can't even imagine a Jewish Mason. That's just got to be weird.
There probably are. You know, I mean, there's probably millions of Masons
all
around.
Interestingly enough, the whole concept of Masonry goes back to, like, you know, King Solomon and the building of the temple of the Jews and also the building of the pyramids in Egypt. So basically, it's not even so much about, you know, bricks and mortars. What it really is about is the building of civilization. Mm-hmm. And the bricks and the mortar are the people and the issues that rise over time, the monuments of man's personal achievement. So people thinking that it has to do with the compass and the bricks and the mortar, I think they're pretty much missing the point.
Well, they bring that out as an external factor, but as I pointed out, you can see strong prohibitions in the Old Testament, the Jewish religion, against astrology, against metaphysics. So you had to kind of cover it up.
It's kind of like your parents hiding all the cool sex books.
Yeah, right. Well, whatever.
But, you know, how did you get here?
Right.
Obviously, they were reading them somewhere.
It's definitely a dichotomy, but I don't think there's any real difficulty in somebody being a good Jew or Christian and studying astrology or metaphysics, because it is a way to understand God. Most astrologers believe, when you're reading the planets in the sky, they're obviously put there by God. It's not put by humans, because we haven't even touched any of those planets.
Well, not too much. Roughed them up a little bit.
Well, we had sent somebody up to the moon, but that's really close. But it's the handwriting of God, because that patterning tells a story.
And if
you know that that's all you're reading, so how can it be against God?
Yeah, if God creates all things, you know, what's to say that astrology is not one of these things? And I've always found it interesting, too. Tell me what you think about this, Larry. Astrology, from our perspective of the signs, only works from Earth's standpoint. If you're standing on Mars, wouldn't the constellations be different?
Yeah, they would look differently. There is one system that's called,
geocentric?
Heliocentric.
Heliocentric.
Which I don't think has anything to do with anything, because it's very hard to read. But it's, you're looking at an event as if it occurred on the sun. To me, that's kind of weird.
Kind of hot.
Kind of hot, you know, because the sun gives us life. It gives us the energy to support life, physical life.
So basically, we're really only doing Earth-centered
astrology. Right. It is Earth-centered. It's geocentric. But there's no physical life on the sun, because everything burns up with all the heat.
Yeah, it could be
so
spiritual or any kind of weird life.
Here's where the life exists, you know.
At least in this shape and form at this particular time.
But if you look
at
people's faces, if you look at their circumstances, their abilities, their talents in life, how they're brought up. You can look at an astrology chart and you can find immediately what that is. That's part of the predestination that we're born with. And of course, then the understanding that allows for free will to make the best of it or to go into different paths.
Exactly. So some of the things I also wanted to check out, I am going to be having a little regular installment called The Psychic Court of Vox. And I'm just going to see here because I want to just check out things that people are saying in the news or in tabloids and stuff, because it really does affect a lot of people's perceptions of other people. And I think it's important to give people a fair shake. So my psychic court question for today, or at least the first one, is did Ryan Philippe really cheat on Reese? And I have to say, absolutely. I'm telling you the cards that come out if you're interested. Things like the Princess of Wands, the Justice card, Libra, and the Ace of Cups. So I got to say, first off, he looks like he does actually have some kind of substance problem. And it does look like he's had multiple affairs behind her back. I mean, I got to tell you, when people come in and they get the Princess of Wands in their reading, I pretty much just lay it out flat. And I go, you know what? So-and-so's cheating on you. And they absolutely will find out. So the deal is like, yeah, go check it out. By the time the public's done scrutinizing his situation, they'll probably come to the same understanding. But I do like to try to be fair to people. But I will say, poor Ryan Philippe is uptight little Virgo, and he's married to like this insanely controlling Aries, the like cute little whippersnapper Reese Witherspoon. And I can't even imagine, Larry, what it must be like for a poor Virgo to be married to such a domineering presence as an Aries like Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, I got her with Leo Rising, too, which makes a double fire. So she's very strong. Of course, he's have to be in the background. Now, he has her Venus in Pisces opposes his Venus in Virgo, so it's a nice match.
But it doesn't sound good to me, though, for some really weird reason.
Well, they balance it out. But one of the things that he does have, he has a conjunction which two planets are connected with one another, which is Mercury and Pluto. Pluto's the sex planet. Mercury's ideas.
So it sounds kind of like a little bit of what normal people call a soulmate vibe. Whenever I see people with some kind of connection with somebody's Pluto, I always get a sense like they're here to work something out.
Yeah. Now, Pluto is opposing her son, but with a Pluto-Mercury conjunction, especially in Libra, that's his relationships, he finds sexual satisfaction with several rather than one.
Isn't that weird?
The way he goes.
He got the same Libra card when I asked.
Yeah,
he got the Justice card, which is ruled by Libra, exactly what you're saying.
So what he's doing right now, or he'll tend to do throughout life, he can be somewhat monogamous, but with a group of people rather than just one. I mean, you know,
he's a closet Mormon.
Well, he would be perfect for that. Yeah, Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints would really fit him.
That's the Mormons.
Very well.
That's
yes.
The Mormons.
And you know, Virgo has a strong sense of morality, and he has a lot of planets in Virgo. The sun.
So he's kinky too.
Yes.
Wow.
I would think he. A little on the submissive side, I believe.
I think he's bi. It'll come out later.
We'll see. Yeah.
Guys with a lot of Virgo, I mean, because you come at it from a purely astrological aspect, and I come from it from a, like, astrological, but more like a psychic aspect. And the people that I've read over the years that had, like, stelliums in Virgo, they're really kinky. When I did my poll on the radio, where who is the sexiest sign of the zodiac? And Virgo's won hands down, and I could not believe it. But you find that they're really, like you say, kinky, they're dirty, they're like more mental sex. It's like mind games, you know what I mean? Like, and so playing and that S&M and B&D, that sounds like something he'd be into. I just can't believe that he would wind up with somebody who's so straight looking. Maybe it's just some kind of affront.
I would think she has a very strong heterosexual drive, but well, Virgos tend to be the sign that does have, even though there's some extremes where they don't have a lot of sex, but they do normally have a lot of sex. I feel it's an obligation to serve, the sign of service, to serve their partner. But they're also one of the two most detached signs, like Aquarius. And with detachment, it you can't include your same-sex relationships because you're not really attached to the partner whatsoever.
Yeah. Now, one thing I was picking up, too, as far as, like, you know, what kind of money is he going to walk out of this relationship with? I honestly don't think he'll be able to face people or probably even get another job in this town if he tries to make a play for her money, considering the fact that it's so obvious that he really did cause the breakup of their relationship through infidelity and adultery. So I don't think he's going to walk out with that much, even despite the fact that, according to various magazines, they got married without a prenuptial agreement.
Well, what I'm getting here is from his chart, I believe he'll get some type of alimony, but not a large amount, like 25.
I don't think he's going. I don't think he's going to get it. This is going to be the duel is on, Larry. Vox says he's not going to get any alimony, and you think he will? But I don't. I think what you're probably seeing is that he will make some money out of it that is due to him, based on the fact of some kind of legal agreement, but I sure don't see he's going to be making out like a bandit. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to check out...
By the way, I don't think the end result of the divorce will be a court decree. It will rather be a separate settlement between them. So yeah. It tends to be secretive. But whatever he's done, he's not going to become super rich out of it.
No, definitely not.
You know, I mean, just, you know, $25,000... a month wouldn't be bad for me. I would take it.
No, I really don't think he's going to get that. I think he'll just get like a lump sum of some sort. And I also think, too, that he'll get visitation rights, but I think she'll probably get sole custody with visitation. Now, as aside from, let me check this out now. I want to find out flat out. Now, changing gears just a little bit. I want to check out, first off, Kevin Federline FedEx has accused Britney Spears of having sex with other women. So, don't say anything just yet. I'm going to check and see what it says psychically, mm-hmm. and also with the tarot. If it's true that Britney has actually had sex with any other females, and I have to say, yes. She's got the Empress, the Two of Discs, and the Six of Discs. And not really, I don't even think because she particularly likes it, but I just think she thought it made her look super cool, you know? So I have to say, whatever K-Fed says negatively about Britney is true. And I'm going to say why. He's so stupid. He's not even creative enough to make shit up. Okay? Let's get real. And so this stuff is going to come back and bite her in the ass. Now, we all know what a sex tape did for Paris Hilton. It only put her, literally, ass on the map. But in Britney's case, it'll make her a little bit famous. And then I think basically people will see she's just really doesn't have what she was selling, which was this virgin crap.
Right, you know, she came was out, never a virgin.
She came out saying, I'm a big-ass hoe slut who can't sing, but I can dance. And then she was proven that she's not a virgin in the process. We didn't care if she was a virgin, so she was selling that. So the deal is, she sells that, now she says wants to take that back, and K-Fed's going to totally blow that whole scene completely open. All I can say is, you know, she definitely has a huge problem on her hands regarding her children. That's what I will say.
Right.
No idiot in their right mind is going to give K-Fed, sole custody like the idiot is claiming he wants. But here's the situation. He could actually make a dent in that case if he wanted to bring forth all the photographs of Britney almost dropping their kid and all the stuff that happened to the baby, driving around town with the baby, you know, on her front seat, endangering his life in a million ways. And so I think actually she is not paying attention to the fact she has literally endangered her kids' lives, you know?
What I'm getting from her chart is that she has in a house of love, she has the moon, which she can love women. This is the sign of Aquarius. And the sex house, the moon is the one of the sectional rulers in the fifth house, but it's in the sign of Aquarius, so I think it's the sex with women is more like three ways that she probably have had.
Right.
Rather than going after women directly, it's sort of a shared situation with her. Also with the moon in Aquarius, she detaches herself from her children. So she didn't really care about this child that much because she's very detached. So if they're sitting on a seat or whatever's happening, there's not a real connection with the children. So that's not a good placement for a mother position.
Yeah, the weird thing, people might probably want to disagree with you on that fact based on the fact she's always holding her kids in her hands.
That's a show.
I think they're her security blanket. But I agree with you in the sense that, you know, she has a detached attitude. You certainly wouldn't, you know, treat your kids like that.
Well, she,
not for anything, but you wouldn't even conceive of a child with an idiot like this guy if you cared about your children.
Yeah.
Let's get real.
Well, if you look in the house of the rule of the house of husbands, it's Mars.
And interesting, because that's what Kefet is. He's an Aries.
He fits right in the chart as the logical husband. But Mars ruling men in general, and especially in her particular chart, ruling her husband's fall in her 12th house, which is hidden events. So the men become somewhat subservient to her, and especially because they're in the sign of Mars in the sign of Virgo. So she considers them more servants, somebody to help her along, not as an equal at all. And
just kind of her
and hidden affairs. Absolutely. I mean, this is...
I don't even think they were that hidden.
Well, whatever they are. But they're hidden as far as she's not publicly putting in the road.
Yeah.
This gal, I believe, from a chart, was not a virgin after the age of 12.
Wow.
And Hello. I can't prove it. You know, I don't know who's there to testify, but
I don't think Justin's going to come out.
Go down to Louisiana, to her hometown, and what's left of it, and talk to the people.
Oh, my Lord. Pick through the rubble and look for Britney's first boyfriend or whatever it was.
Yeah.
You know, but I feel bad for her on some levels, but what can I say? I mean, as far as, like, musically speaking, what do you see about her future career?
Her career right now.
Try not
now,
to laugh, okay?
There's been real chaos in the career. Cancer rules her career house, and Uranus the last few years has gone over, or Neptune has gone over her. A
few things have gone over her.
In Aquarius. So there's a lot of falsity about her, or thought to be falsity about her career. For instance, that her singing is not really her singing.
Yeah, and by the way, not
it's been meshed together.
I will say for a fact, I do know people that have come forward, and no, I'm not at liberty to discuss their earthly names, but she is not singing, okay, flat out. So people can make of that what they will. But when I see, when I do the cards for her as well, she's got the Scorpio energy. People are really glad she's like got the lipo and the tummy tuck and the hair weave, because that's pretty much what it's all about. And so I do think she'll make a moderate comeback. But I don't think it will really stick. Because I think, you know, to be a sex symbol, you have to pretty much stay a sex symbol. And she kind of...
She's kind of a lumpy sex symbol.
The deal with her is I just think she sees it as a role. Madonna really felt that she was a sexual icon. And she's never dropped that role for a second. Not ever have you ever seen Madonna wearing, you know, the pink curlers and the fuzzy slippers. You know, it's just not her. You know, because she's the queen, you know. And I just think, you know, Britney was like a prefab configuration. And I think it's pretty clear that even people like Christina Aguilera, which we haven't gotten her birth date information, but she's a true artist. She's not extremely original by a long shot. But I do believe somebody like Christina Aguilera will stay around for quite a while because she is a real artist. And she's not just a performer. You know, you had Dean Martin out there, okay? He was not really a singer. He could sing, blah, 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 you know.
Oh, I thought he was the greatest.
But the deal is he wasn't really a singer, but he was a great performer. He was a great entertainer.
But his phrasing was
His phrasing was fun, but he wasn't a singer. He was a stylist, like more like a vocal stylist. You know what I mean?
I looked at his chart and just loaded with talent, abilities. Also, unusually clever and intelligent. He had very fast Gemini thinking and reflexes. He can comment on things and make quips that were very good.
Yeah, he was a very funny guy. But again, I'm just kind of like resting it like Britney Spears is not an artist. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Well, in her second house, which is singing, the rules of the throat, she has the planets Uranus and Mercury co-joined, or they're touching one another. And
so that's what brings
in Sagittarius.
Her money. Yeah.
And at 0 and 5 degrees, at zero, you become something can become very notable. And what they have heard, and it seems to play out in the chart, that in the studios, they splice and cut things electronically together to
absolutely. That's
get
absolutely
a final
true.
Effect, which is something that would not occur if she had sung live. So she's more of an electronic singer.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about, too, not really being an artist, per se.
Right.
The people who are the true artists behind some of these so-called musicians are the engineers.
Right.
That were the equipment, you know. But I also think it's interesting. You said that 0 degrees can create notability and fame. And so I think it's kind of cool that K-Fed proves that point. He's born at 0 degrees Aries.
Right. That's, by the way, that's the strongest degree in the zodiac.
Yeah, that's what
I've studied.
That's
very powerful. That's where everything exists, if you know.
So why does everybody hate him so bad? What makes him so hateable, aside from the fact that he enjoys it and he encourages it?
Okay.
and he deserves it. But what creates that hatred, that
Let
mutual?
Let me see. I've got to pull up his chart on my
He is
computer.
So hated. And he wears these T-shirts, America's Most Hated. Like, at least I'm something. Okay, it's like, whatever. Get over it. But I just think it's kind of stupid. And I really feel bad for him that he didn't realize how completely out of his league he was. And I don't mean with Britney, but by the people who like are the power behind her, legally speaking. He was just been chewed up and spit out. I really feel bad in some way that he's that stupid to have got himself caught up in this mess. It's really kind of sad, you know? But what can you say?
Well, I think, you know, what basically I think he's disliked is he's too macho.
How many planets does he have in Aries?
I don't see his chart here.
He's basically born, I think, March 21st, 1978.
Okay.
He was born in Fresno, home of Buck Owens. Rest in peace,
Buck Owens.
Buck Owens
just died, by the way.
I know. He was now that was somebody who was talented. He had buck teeth. Okay, but whatever.
Right.
At least he had some.
He was loaded with money also. He was an Aries. And what was his, let me type in his.
His March 21st, 1978, as if we
hear. March
21st. So he's also born on the spring equinox.
Yeah, that's the strongest point. It's not, of course, it's not the spring all over the universe, but.
His spring has sprung.
Most of the population of the world, the human population.
Human population, let me define that.
Is born north of the equator, so at that point of the year is spring, and that's when life begins. It's from its dormant period. The flowers come up and so forth.
And K-Feds bloom.
Yeah, he has a sun at 0 Aries, but it's co-joining the south node, the lunar south node.
That's difficult, isn't it?
Well, what he has to do is he becomes more macho to prove his macho-ness.
Oh,
in other
God.
Words, he's... I have to prove I'm more and more and more powerful.
So he did the exact opposite thing he should have done.
Right. I mean, he should have gone through the North Node in Libra and tried to get along with everybody. That's where he should be going in this lifetime. It shows he was a leader in other lifetimes, somebody that was in command. And now, in this lifetime, the North Node in Libra, let's get along with everybody.
Yeah, and that's interesting because that's where Brittany's rising ascendant degree is.
Right, so he fits there. So that may be very close. I would think they've known each other in other lifetimes. So this is, he also has his moon at a very famous degree in Leo because it's a fixed star of Regulus with a lot of kings and queens. Have that, and people of fame, we call them stars.
What planet would you imagine that makes a person be perceived in a particular way?
Well, it's usually the ruler of the ascendant, but he has a Venus-Pluto opposition. In other words, they're half the sky away from Aries to Libra, and it gives him an attractiveness, yet people look at him as sort of a bully.
Yeah, it's very
interesting. And, you know, he uses that bully quality. I think that's the strongest aspect he has. It's almost a perfect opposition. So he's gives him a lot of sexual drive and sexual qualities about himself. But it's also the bully that people don't like. And that's his difficulty. It also, Venus rules talent, so is an in conflict over his talents.
What talent? That's a conflict.
The ruler of his workhouse is in the 12th house, which is hidden or disappearing, so his work kind of disappears.
I'll tell you what I picked up, and I'm saying some really blasphemous, somewhat dangerous things, and so be it. I'm not stating them irrefutably, but I'll just tell you psychically what I get. It has crossed my psychic awareness that his life could actually be in danger.
Let's see.
Because I really, honestly, I wouldn't put it past her camp to get rid of this guy once and for all in a interesting little accident.
Uh-oh.
Honestly, I really have picked up on that. And that's, you know, psychically, what can you do? What can you say? Mm. I am not wrong. I'm not right. I'm just saying. That's just what I pick up from it. Because, I also can't imagine, the new rumors I heard from the engineer is that Brittany's actually now thinking about giving the tape away for free. Well, she can't do that, for one thing, because it doesn't belong to her. The copyright belongs to FedEx. So I can't even imagine how that rumor could be whatsoever reliable. He owns the copyright. He can sell it. What can she do about it? Absolutely jack shit, my friends. So anyway, let's wrap this up for today, Larry. So any little final tidbits of wisdom you want to leave us with?
Well, I'll tell you something that's a little off the subject, but I've, most of my work recently with clients is legal, and I've got working on about 10 cases right now, and it's very chaotic.
There's that word again, chaotic.
Yeah, because we're switching into a different realm, the new parties and so forth. But the economy looks like it's really sinking fast. And I'll tell you what I've told my clients that do have a lot of money and are looking for brokers and so forth.
Move to Bahrain.
No. Sell short. Stocks are tumbling down. Don't believe the stock market's been manipulated.
See, you've gotten the goods here. Now, only the people who listen to the Vox, the Psychic Radio Show.
Now, when you
show.
Do make that huge amount of money, you know where to send commissions to.
Yeah. Donate to the Save the Psychics Fund.
Right. In care of Vox the Psychic.
Exactly. Vox at Vox.org. Just anyway, I want to thank my dear friend, a lifelong associate, and honestly the best goddamn astrologer.
Many lifetimes associates.
Yes, and one of the best goddamn astrologers ever. By the way, just letting you know, too, that Larry was handpicked by none other than Carol Ryder, the famous astrologer who literally introduced the horoscope columns into national newspapers. And literally, he's the best. And if you want to reach Larry, you can always write to me. And just put in the subject line for Larry, because on the next podcast, I'm actually going to start taking some phone calls and arrange to do that. So we'll be able to give some psychic advice and information to people that call in regarding certain problems that they have. Because, by the way, I mean, who gives a shit about psychic phenomena if it can't help you? I'm sick and tired of, like, looking at these Ghostbusters and people go, oh, my God, I see the ghost. Yeah, but you don't see it, so who cares? I mean, I don't care to hear a psychic ramble on if they're not going to tell me some shit that's going to happen to me and how it's going to affect me. So Larry's going to be a regular guest on my show. And we also offer classes and all kinds of cool stuff. So visit us at www.vox.org, and that'll be great. And that's voxx.org. And you can write to me personally at Vox, V-O-X-X, at Vox.org. Send us your questions, comments, whatever you have. And let us have contact information for you if you want to set up a mini reading to do on our next podcast over the phone. So we look forward to you. And if you want to just send in some questions and listen to the show and see what our answers will be. If you want real definitive answers, please send your whole birth date, your day, month, year, exact time, city, state, and country of your birth. And make sure you have all that information and your full name. And we'll be glad to include you on our show. So thanks for tuning in today. It's been a pleasure. Thanks a lot, Larry, for being here.
Well, thank you. And we're going to send all our blessings to people that respond to us with positive input. So you think you get a little free bonus there.
Exactly. So you guys have a mystical, magical day. And I'd also like to thank our engineer, Mr. B. Thank you so much. And thanks for sharing your ears with us. God bless.